I wake up with an itchy throat. I'm feeling a little sluggish, feeling a little tired. I'm getting on the ferry to Hong Kong from Macau, and I start to fake optimism. I'm like, no, I'm in Hong Kong. I don't feel like crap. I'm not getting sick. You know, I'm good. So I start to fake optimism. I start to try and be happy because I want to add value to the people I'm with. I want to be happy. I want to have energy. I want to enjoy my time in Hong Kong. I can't get sick. I can't feel like crap. As I keep going, I'm resisting more and more. No, I'm happy. And then suddenly these sad feelings start coming in. These sort of depressing feelings. I start to feel sad about, you know, losing my brother or my friend. And these memories are coming back and I start pushing them away. I'm like, no, I'm not sad. I'm doing good. I'm the owner of DominateDepression.com. I'm happy. All those thoughts are coming through. And I'm just starting to feel worse and worse and worse. Worse. And then I'm on the ferry and I'm still trying to fake like I'm happy. And then finally I just... All right. It's okay. You don't feel good right now. Once I started feeling that sadness, I was fighting it. And then I just said no. Just feel the sadness. It's all right. Your immune system's down. You're getting some memories. Whatever you're feeling, just feel that. And as soon as I did that, I instantly just started to feel so much better and in the moment. I was feeling so isolated and lonely that always comes on when you start to feel sad. And I'm in this ferry where no one speaks English. I'm the only white person on it, and I don't feel lonely at all. My loneliness disappears. I accept myself, accept I need rest. I just need to allow myself to sit in rest. After that, everything felt better, and the rest of the trip went smoothly. I'm TJ at DominateDepression.com, and I wanted to share this story about riding the ferry to Hong Kong from Macau. It happened about 4 or 5 months ago, but as I was riding the ferry back, I wrote out a post about why it's so insane that even me, even now, when I start to get those feelings, I still want to resist it. I still want to fight. I still want to be happy. I still want to fake the optimism. And why is that? Well, I want to mention one key point that I've learned from a Buddhist monk that has helped me a lot. She said, there's no such thing as negativity, there's just negative negativity. She said this into a response to a lady that just raised her hand and said, sometimes I just feel down, I don't want to feel down. I feel down and I hate it. The monk responded, it's okay, there's no such thing as negativity, just negative negativity. There is a time for being ahead. There is a time for needing rest. There is a time for being sad, and there's a time for being happy. How this ties in with depression is this is huge. If you start thinking you're crazy or you're a bad person or you have certain characteristic flaws because you're depressed, you're screwed. You need to realize with depression, it's okay. It's okay to have depression. Just means something's going on. We need to find the root cause of it. It's all right. It has nothing to do with you as a person. The paradox is you can't resist the depression. You have to accept that it's real. You have to take it in and just say, look, okay, I am depressed. And as soon as you do that, that's when you're going to be open to looking for the answers that's going to fix your situation. Once you accept your depression for what it is, that's when you can ask for help. One of the strongest people I ever have known said, we need to fire our heroes. And I looked at him and said, what do you mean? What do you mean fire our heroes? I said, what are you talking about? You're talking about the stars of the movie, like the cowboy that goes and takes over a whole city and is the man? And he goes, yeah, I had to fire all of them. I had to fire the idea that I could do everything on my own. With depression, we want to isolate ourselves. We want to try and figure it out all on our own. We don't want to reach out to people, but you need to just ask for help. And when I say ask for help, I used to make a lot of mistakes when I used to ask for help. I'd always be really vague about what I was going through, really vague about what I needed, and I didn't express myself. Part of that came back to not being able to accept my depression. For example, instead of texting somebody something like, hey, people suck. Everyone around me is just annoying. The person that gets that text, they don't know what you're saying or what you need help with. Instead, you can text them and say, "Hey, I feel lonely. I can't seem to connect with anyone lately. I just need to talk to someone for a bit if that's cool." Boom, they know exactly what you need. They get that text and they say, "Hey, my friend needs someone to talk to. Cool, I'm here. You can talk to me." The first text, they don't know what you're saying. You're trying to say you're lonely and you need someone to talk to, but you're doing it in a vague way. It's really bizarre with depression, because for me, it was so hard, because I was like, I don't want to say that I'm depressed and, you know, oh, that makes me a bad human being for being depressed, so I can't say it directly to people. And then one day I just said, I'm just going to try being direct. Ever since then, it was a complete change. People wanted to help me. People were willing to come and give me what I needed, and it was such a mind shift for me that I was like, hey, if I'm feeling down, I can just ask for help. The problem with depression is the filter that depression puts in your mind makes it so that everything is like, oh, I'm bad, I'm horrible, no one's going to like me, no one's going to help me, no one wants to hear what's going on. Here's another example of what I'm talking about. I have a really good friend, and he can fall into a depression as well. He knows what I do with the website. Here's the exact conversation. I'm going to read it off. He says, "I don't see the point anymore." I responded, "What's going on?" He said, "Nah, I don't want to unload on you, man. That's not cool." I said, "But I know you want to." And he says, "No, that would be unfair." Even when I told him I would listen, the filter in his head was saying, "No, I don't deserve to receive help." Even though I genuinely wanted to help him, and me of all people, with making the site and everything, it's like, come on, you can tell me anything, because I've pretty much had the deepest, darkest depressions that you could imagine, so obviously I'm going to understand. But even then, the filter in his brain wasn't letting him communicate what was going on honestly. If this has been one of your sticking points in overcoming your depression, is I start to get depressed, but I just don't feel worthy of asking for help. I don't deserve help. No one wants to hear from me. I don't want to unload on you. That would be unfair. All of that, just for a few weeks, just try flipping the switch, and instead of kind of bouncing around the issue or realizing or trying to resist how you feel, trying to resist that you need help, just accept, look, I'm getting depressed. I don't feel good. I know this is what's going on internally. I don't need to listen to all the outside voices telling me, just think positive or just be grateful. I know that I'm feeling depressed. I need some help. And just reach out to somebody. Hey, I'm feeling down. Honestly, I just need to talk to somebody for 30 minutes if that's cool. If you want to meet for dinner tonight if you're free, that would be great. See how they respond. It is much more likely that they're going to want to help you than you realize. So with depression, it's important that you seek help. People want to help you, but when you're depressed, the filter in your head is going to tell you that you don't deserve help, or other people are going to judge you and think you're crazy for doing so. So reach out for help whatever way you can. Let me know if you guys found this helpful or if you have any other experiences similar to this.